This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he is gravely concerned about the escalation of violence in Gaza and southern Israel. Guterres said any further escalation of tensions will endanger lives and deepen the humanitarian catastrophe in Gaza and undermine, he says, the support for the return of the Palestinian Authority to the territory. Statement comes after four Palestinians and one Israeli soldier were killed in violence along the border between Israel and Gaza. A Hamas spokesman said that the two sides had agreed to a ceasefire, which was largely respected on Saturday. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin told reporters in Buenos Aires the Trump administration fully supports the independence of the U.S. Central Bank or Federal Reserve, despite the president's critical remarks earlier in the week. In Argentina, for a meeting of the G20 finance ministers, Mnuchin said Mr. Trump's comments were not intended to put any pressure on the central bank to lower interest rates. Meantime, Mr. Trump told CNBC in an interview earlier in the week, "I don't like all of this work that we're putting into the economy," he says, "and I see rates going up." He also spoke about the U.S.-EU trade issues.
We said if we don't negotiate something fair, then we have tremendous retribution, which we don't want to use, but we have tremendous powers. You have to, including cars. Cars is the big one.
His comments on the central bank were a break from protocol. U.S. presidents do not normally comment on the workings of the Federal Reserve. You can get more news at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's President Xi Jinping has started a four-nation visit to Africa. He's in Senegal, expected to sign bilateral deals with the country, which has a rapidly growing economy. China has been making investment loans and deals with African nations to help expand and improve the infrastructure and to gain access to materials and markets important to the Chinese economy. Xi will also be visiting Rwanda, Mauritius, and South Africa, where he'll meet with officials from other so-called BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, and South Africa. A survey finding that nearly 1 million people in southern Ethiopia have been forced to flee their homes since April due to intercommunal violence in the Gedeo and West Guji districts. Lisa Schlein reporting now from Geneva, where the International Organization for Migration released its report.
The survey by the IOM finds the overwhelming majority of displaced, or more than 800,000, are living in precarious conditions in Ethiopia's Gedeo zone. The rest are in West Guji's Oromia region. It is not known what triggered the outbreak of violence, although disputes over borders and the allocation of pasture and water resources have long been a source of tension between people in Gedeo and West Guji. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Kremlin saying that Russian President Vladimir Putin and French President Emmanuel Macron spoke by phone to discuss joint humanitarian efforts in Syria a day after France sent 60 tons of medical aid. France sent that aid after Russia agreed to facilitate transport of the aid to government-controlled eastern Ghouta, a suburb of Damascus that until April was controlled by the rebels. President Trump's controversial meeting with Russian President Putin in Helsinki is providing fodder for Democratic countries, candidates that is, here in the U.S., running in the midterm election set for November. AP's Jackie Quinn has our report.
He confirms that this conversation that Cohen and Trump's
Democrats are seizing on President Trump's shifting statements about his meeting with Russia's president and how he broached the topic of Russian operatives interfering in the 2016 election. Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally in Kansas.
What an embarrassment it is that we have a president who lies every single day.
Sanders called Trump a bully with migrant children, but
when he came up before Vladimir Putin, he wasn't quite so tough.
Experts from both parties agree that issue alone won't make or break the election for congressional candidates. I'm Jackie Quinn.
This is VOA News.